Okay, so there's a few ways that you can tackle these limiting beliefs. You can create doubt by using these tools, these sleight of mouth tools, and just like whenever they arise, I guess, be aware of it and be like, oh, that's the belief popping its head up. Let me use a tool.
Yeah.
And then using the secret magic key.
Yeah.
Yeah, those would be like the two ways we've mentioned, or how?
Yeah. There's many other different ways. Like I said before, you know, you want to have a toolbox full of all different tools. You can handle anything that comes at you. Because I would say, like, the spiritual alchemist, that's a lifestyle. It's not something that you do every now and again, here or there. You live it, you breathe it, you are it. You are the empowered being. And not only are you doing that for yourself, but you're showing the rest of the universe, like, this is how I live my life. I'm not going to try and convince you to live your life like this. At the same time, I'm going to radiate out all the happiness and all the empowerment and all the joy that I'm experiencing by using these tools and adapting this lifestyle and living it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you want help, then I'm more than happy to share these tools with you so that you can apply them as well and become self-sufficient. You don't need anyone else. You know, you've got all the tools that you need. And you don't need to have, like, you know, a big load. It's like anything, you get skilled at it. You know, if you learn to play the guitar, you can be pretty talented in the beginning and learn to play that and make all kinds of great music. But, like, look at the people who've, like, 30 years. They've been doing, like, massive concerts and stuff like that. You've been playing that guitar every single day. They're amazing. That's one of the things that really moves me. Whenever I watch someone who's got a talent and they've just developed it, it almost makes me cry when I'm watching it. Even if it's something I don't even like. It could be something I'm not even into at all, but I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? Blew me away. I remember the singer, like, Bjork, I think her name is, and not like, not really into her music. It's okay. It's, you know, it's not bad, not good for me. It's not my style. But I remember she was on some, I think it was like Jules Holland or something. He had like a program where he'd have amazing musicians on it and not like amazing artists. Have everyone on there. It was just like one thing. It was totally diverse. I think it was on that. And she did a 20-minute set on there and it blew me away. It was like, wow, what a talent. 100%, every moment, just fucking giving every single thing what she had. Blew me away. Even now when I think about it, like, I can feel it, like, affecting me inside, you know? It touched me emotionally. Mm-hmm. Not even into that kind of music or anything, but it was just amazing. She was just completely, 100%, just went for it, like, no holds barred. And it was amazing.
What is it about that makes you feel so much inside?
Because it's someone who's discovered the talent, their gift, and they're giving.
They're giving their gift.
They're giving the gift to the universe. The universe gave them a gift to give to itself, and they're giving it. And it's something magical about that. It doesn't matter what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example. There's an Irish cafe in Amsterdam. When my friends come over from England, we often go there. It's a nice cafe to go there. It's friendly Irish cafes. Well, it's a pub, actually. There's a waitress that works there. She is, like, an unbelievable waitress. She's just totally talented in what she does. Completely talented in what she does. She'll make you feel, like, completely, totally welcome there. She's just connects. She's just real. She's a pure, real human being. No bullshit. Totally authentic, just living, doing a talent. And a talent is to connect with people. It just so happens that she's a waitress. I don't know the backstory or anything. But whenever I go there, I just think, like, there it is again. It's just a total, like, it doesn't matter where you are. When I used to live in the country, there'd be, like, a few bus drivers there. I'd get the bus for, like, 3/4 of an hour. Again, totally connected, completely authentic. Make that bus journey a pure pleasure because of the way they greet you when you got on. It was like pure human on a pure human connection from pure out the heart, authenticity. And you think like, you know, but they're just like a bus driver, and that's what the intellect would probably say, you know. But for me, it was like, wow, this is like a spiritual experience, which pretty much every single thing is a spiritual experience. But this would be like that extra, like there's something there, you know, there's an authenticity there. There's a resonance there where someone's like really so deeply connected with the talent, with what they can give. Doesn't matter what it is, you just feel it. And that to me is like, it's so valuable and it's so magical to experience that, you know.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? Spiritual alchemy. Oh yeah, so this is something that I wanted to discuss with you, because I told you, you gave me an example, like a metaphor about a fishbowl, and when you start doing deep meditations, that's one way in which you can clear out what I understood to be, well, what Eckhart Tolle would call the pain body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, by, you said you clean out the fishbowl, you do like deep cleaning in the fishbowl. Eckhart Tolle would probably say you're dissolving the pain body. And you said in your metaphor, you might find when you start doing this work that the water gets a lot more muddy as you're cleaning underneath the stones.
Yeah.
But then you find like, wow, the water's way more clear now that I've done this. And so the way I understand it based on your explanation is, we have a bunch of residue, like emotional residue of emotions that have not been processed, and that we've instead chosen consciously or unconsciously to suppress and to keep down below, underneath the stones. And from what I understand, as you start to look down, and you essentially tell your subconscious, okay, I want to clear this stuff away. And it's like, you sure? And you're like, yep. And he's like, okay, here you go.
It's been protecting you. It's not really protection, but it's been protecting you from those feelings from all those times, because you couldn't, they were too intense for you. You didn't know how to deal with them.
Yeah. And so you tell your subconscious you want to start feeling them. And then it, like, so my friend actually asked me yesterday, I saw her at the gym and she was like, you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm all right. But like, I'm feeling a bit like negative and anxious, I think probably from like the meditation I've been doing. And she called me later that night and she was like, oh, what's wrong? And I was like, well, nothing's wrong,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just not feeling very good right now. And she's like, there's definitely something wrong. And I was like, that's not wrong. I was trying to say like, yeah, like it does feel like a natural part of the process, although it doesn't feel always pleasant. I'm not sure if there was a question here. I think mm-hmm. I just kind of wanted to discuss this process, because it's a very interesting process to me. It's kind of like yeah, just the deep cleaning of that fishbowl.
Yeah, that's it. Life.
If yeah,
well, the thing about that is a good point as well, because this is what people do all the time, because it's an intellectual thing to say that it's right or wrong that you feel a certain way, because that's what we've been taught since young, that like if you don't feel good, there's something wrong with you. But there's nothing wrong with you. It's just communicating to you. So like to say that it's right or wrong is more like a judgment. So you're going to stay in that judgment. And really what's happening is parts of you want to communicate, and they're uncomfortable parts. So the idea is that like if it's uncomfortable, it's wrong, when that's a misconception. And that's where we go wrong, because we believe that misconception. So I'll give you this explanation. This is probably one of the most powerful insights that I've ever discovered, and it's all to do with the female energy and the male energy. So the female energy is all about giving love, receiving love, being empathetic, communicating, making connections, bonding. The male energy is all about like analyzing, criticizing, creating structures, reaching goals, fixing problems. So let's take an example. There's a woman and a man, and they live in the same house. And in the daytime, they go out the house and they go and do the separate things. Now let's use your example of anxiety. So let's say something happens to the woman and she feels anxious. It could be any feeling. The feelings aren't important in this explanation. It's all about the mechanism of how it works. So she comes home and she tells the man about the day. And she says, you know, oh God, so much anxiety and that these things happened. And oh, I just feel so, it's just, oh, I'm just full of it, just completely. What do you think she wants from the man? Does she want the man to listen to her, or does she want the man to fix her problem? What would you say?
To listen.
To listen. What does the man normally do?
Try and fix the problem.
Because that's the way man energy and female energy works. So female energy is all about bonding. It's not about fixing, because there is no problem there. The anxiety is not a problem. She wants to express the anxiety. She wants to express the fact at that moment that she feels the anxiety. But the man thinks, that's a problem. I need to fix it. And because of that, that causes a misconception between the two. It causes a conflict between the two. And then what does she normally say to the man when he tries to fix a problem? She'll say things like, you don't understand me. You don't listen to me. And he's like, I was just listening to you for the last hour. You know, talking about your anxiety, I was totally listening. But he wasn't, because he was going to try and fix a problem. Now here comes the insight. The emotional energy in your body is like the female energy. And the thought process in your head is like the male energy. So when the anxiety comes up, which is the female energy, it says to the male energy, I feel anxiety. And what she wants from the male energy is that he listens, but he doesn't listen. He tries to fix a problem because he says, there's something wrong with me. And in that moment, a conflict is created because the communication is disturbed by this idea that it's a problem, that she feels like that. But it's not a problem. It's just an honest subconscious communication coming up, just expressing something, that's all. And that's what happens in our daily life, is that people often think that, you know. So for instance, when you feel down or something, the normal thing of people is to try and cheer you up, which is a great thing, you know. The only problem is they're not validating your experience of feeling down. So it's like a little version of you comes up and says, I feel anxiety. And we're like, well, let's try and fix this. We'll fix you. And that, instead of being connected with the little version of you and being there for them, oh, you're feeling anxiety. What made you feel like that? Being there with them. But instead of that, we're just in the future or something, oh, we'll fix this and we'll do this and we'll cheer you up. And what often happens when you're young, they'll try to cheer them up by, let's go and get some ice cream, that'll cheer you up. So what have you taught them? The hypnotic programming. Every time I feel like shit, we're going to eat ice cream. Because then that's going to cheer me up and get rid of that feeling, again, being self-rejection. We're going to buy some sweets, or we're going to do this. And what you're doing is you're just like ignoring the feeling. You're just not validating it at all. You're not recognizing it as being there at all. And because of that, it doesn't get expressed, and therefore it stays in the body because it needs to express before it can leave. So once you realize that this is what's happening in your own body, then you'll stop trying to fix those feelings or say to them that they're wrong, because they're not wrong. From their perspective, what they're saying is their truth. So the best way to connect with them is to recognize that they're there without judging them. And where have we heard that before? Give them unconditional love. Tell me about that. What's making you feel like that? Not to fix it, not to understand it, not to change it. No, because that's the way you're feeling and you need to express. And I'm listening. So express. So imagine we go back to our example. The woman tells the man, I've got so much anxiety, terrible. And the man listens. Because another man quality that I didn't mention would be calm, peaceful, present. So she could tell anything to him and he'd be like a rock. Because a lot of women want that from a man. She wants someone who they can trust and they feel safe with and as a rock. So when everything goes to shit, they can look at the strong man and the strong man say, I'm going to sort this out. You know, you can rely on me. And that's really what she wants. But not to fix a problem, because there is no problem. The fact that she feels anxiety is not a problem in itself. She just wants to express it, that's all. She needs someone who's strong enough and centered enough and grounded enough to be able to listen to that. Not get offended by anything she says, because she might flip on him, you know, like to express it. Maybe intentionally, not intentionally, whatever. Need someone to like, you know, react on or whatever. And she wants to express. And then once she's expressed, that's when she connects with him and says, you understand me. Because he listened. He didn't try and fix a problem. And then that's when they'll connect together. And that's what the female energy wants. It wants to connect. It wants empathy. It wants to, you know, bond with the other energy, which in this case would be the male energy. And of course, this works if you're two lesbian and if you're two gays as well, because one of them will take on the female energy in the relationship and one of them will take on the male energy in the relationship pretty much all the time. Because the male energy is more about being dominant and being a leader and making the decisions, and the female energy is more about like connecting and bonding and going along with that, you know. And that's how it works. So once you start to recognize this in your own body, that like those feelings, there's nothing wrong with you. You just feel down at the moment, that's all.
But what would you say to the person who's like, yeah, okay, but you say it's not a problem, but like I feel like crap and like it's just harder. Life is harder when I feel like this. So how can you say that's not a problem?
Well, you can make anything into a problem if you want. Because remember, life doesn't have any kind of definition at all. It's neutral and transparent. You're the one giving it a definition. So you could turn anything into a problem if you want. And people do it all the time. They'll turn the slightest thing into a problem. I missed the bus. They'll complain about that for like the rest of the day. Because they were 10 minutes late. Didn't have to make it into a problem. All that happened was you missed the bus and you were 10 minutes late. Don't have to turn it into a big problem. But a lot of people do. So again, it's your interpretation.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like shit. Okay, that's what's happening at the moment. You feel like shit. Do you really need to turn it into a problem?
True. It's only a problem in the mind.
When you call it a problem, it becomes a problem. So I stopped calling things problems a long time ago. In that sense, I don't have any problems anymore. I have situations that I'd like to change that are not helping me. I have possibilities to do things differently. I have challenges, or I have gifts from life saying, this looks like a problem first, but I'm giving this to you because when you unpack it, it's going to give you some powerful insights and some powerful maybe tools or whatever. So I stopped using that word problem a long time ago because, again, like we've said before, you know, without using any kind of thinking, what does the word problem even mean? You say to the six-month-old baby in the cot, oh, you've got a lot of problems, haven't you? Just look at it, like, just laugh at it, just like drool over itself a bit more and just think, it doesn't mean anything at all. Once you say it's a problem, you create a problem. And then you start thinking out of the trance of this is a problem. Instead of thinking like, you know, this is an opportunity. This is a situation that I'd like to change. How could I change this right here, right now? What would be more helpful to me? Again, the empowered mentality is always looking to learn, always looking to, you know, like develop and just change, basically, and transform into something like a lot more helpful to whatever's going on at the time. to always look at it in that way all the time. Because again, life doesn't have any inherent meaning. It's just neutral and transparent. And it's just like, you know, you can give it a definition if you want. So if you want to give it the definition of, because I don't feel good today, this is a problem, then give it that definition and notice how that works for you. Notice how you feel. Notice what you think. Notice how your whole day goes. Instead of thinking, well, you know, again, you could just use the magic secret key and just release yourself from it straight away by saying, I feel completely like shit today. And that's okay. That's recognized. That's perceived now that that's happening at this moment. No judgment in it whatsoever. It's just happening, that's all. And that way you'll stay out the trance of like, I've got a problem. Because you know how a trance works. A trance works by fixating on one idea or whatever. Let's say in this case, it's an idea. I've got a problem. And what it does then is it fixates on that idea of I've got a problem and filters out everything that disagrees with that and allows things through that agree with it. So now you've accepted that you've got a problem and now it's going to filter out everything that says like you haven't got a problem and allow things through that just confirm it. You know, look, this has happened as well. See, told you it was a problem. Look, I feel like shit now as well because, like, you know, I felt like shit before. I've defined it as a problem and now I feel even more like shit. Oh, what a surprise. Oh, now I'm thinking all these negative thoughts about myself and that, like, and now, you know, I'm restricting myself and all this kind of thing. Instead of realizing, you know, I feel like shit at the moment and that's okay. It's okay to feel like shit. You've left it nicely open for any change that wants to come along and say, well, ah, you know what? Even just sort of admitting that I felt like shit, that sort of gave me like a little bit of relief, actually. It's like the stress is gone that I have to feel good today, you know, to make myself feel better. Because you are going to feel like shit sometimes. It's just going to happen. Like, you're not going to go through life feeling great all the time. It's part of it.
Mm.
So what I would say is I'd just let go of that idea that's a problem and think of it more like it's just a situation that I'd like to change. And again, how could you change that situation? By connecting with that feeling and saying, I'm feeling like shit at the moment, and that's okay. You even ask it, hey, shitty feeling, and that, like, thanks for coming up. What do you want to say to me? What are you trying to tell me? Because the quicker that message gets delivered, the quicker that feeling's going to disappear on its own, not because you told it to.
But the message doesn't necessarily need to enter your conscious mind as, like, this was the message, right?
Well, it depends, like, because sometimes the message is just, like, recognize me. That's all it is.
Right, okay.
That's all it is sometimes. And because you resist it all the time, it was very simple. So you prolong that shitty feeling the whole day long just because you defined it as a problem and wouldn't connect with it. Whereas if you'd have just connected with it with self-love and just said, well, I'm feeling like shit at the moment, that's okay. Often, after a while, they just disappear because you just want to be recognized, that's all.
Mm.
Just a signal, that's all. Some of them are like very deeply rooted and they're connected to all kinds of things from out your past and that, but you're never really going to know unless you connect with them.
Why do you suppose that human beings tend to be afraid of these uncomfortable feelings?
Well, it seems like that we're sort of taught that when we're young. Because there's this idea in society that you must be happier. You've got to be happy all the time. You've got to succeed with all these things so you can be happy and this and that. And it's just a misunderstanding completely.
Yeah.
Because if you feel uncomfortable feelings, it's like that's wrong. Like going back, we've gone back in a nice little circle there actually. It's going back to this idea that if you don't feel good, that that's something wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just what's happening. And then you give it a definition saying like, you know, I'm not happy with what's going on now. I'm going to give it a definition. I've made it wrong. It's a problem. And now I'm going to suffer the whole day because I want to feel good today and I'm not feeling good. And I want to like deny reality basically. Instead of just connecting with reality and saying, well, I would like to feel good today, but today I'm feeling like shit. And that's okay. It's only a feeling. It's not going to last for a long time. It will if you keep prolonging it, of course. If you keep ignoring it, the signal isn't developed, it isn't delivered, and therefore it can't go. and therefore you're just perpetuating it by ignoring it.
Yeah, it's kind of counterintuitive, because we don't want, or someone might not want that feeling, to feel that feeling. Someone might prefer to feel positive emotions, pleasant feelings, and so they run away from the unpleasant feeling with like the unconscious belief that like, well, I can run away from it, and that if I run fast enough, eventually I'll have outrun it, and then I'll have ran into happiness. But it's actually like, if you want to feel good, run straight toward to that feeling and spend time with it, and then eventually you do feel good because you've neutralized that cloud and now the sky is blue again.
Yeah, because basically it doesn't matter what's happening. You've decided that I'm going to connect with life the way it is and give it unconditional love. And therefore it doesn't matter to you how you feel in that sense. Because if you feel like shit, you're going to be there for yourself, connecting with yourself. And if you don't feel like shit, you're not even going to be thinking of it at all. You're just going to be doing whatever you're doing. So it's a win-win. You can't lose in that way. Because it all goes back down to that idea that I have to feel good to be okay. And that's not how your body works. You're an energy being, aren't you? So when things resonate with you, you open up and you expand and you feel good. And when they don't resonate with you, you close up and you constrict, and it doesn't feel good. It feels tight and stressful and stuff. It's just telling you, you're not really resonating on the highest frequency of what you could be resonating on. It's not wrong or right. That's why I like that question. Stay out of, is it wrong or is it right? Is it true or is it not true? Or false? Is it helping? Is it helping me to get what I want? Is defining this feeling inside of being wrong, is that helping me really to get what I want? If it was me asking that question, I'd say no, not at all. That's why I stopped doing it years ago. I sort of let go of that idea of like the problems. There's just situations that either are resonating with me or they're not. And then what can I do to, you know, improve the resonance so it's optimal to me at this moment? It's just to stay out of that duality.
It sounds like that question is a good question to get you out of the victim mentality.
Definitely.
If you're there, you're like, well, is this helping me? Is complaining about my life without doing anything to change it helping me?
Exactly.
No.
Of course, because the victim mentality wouldn't ask that kind of question. The victim mentality would ask, like, you know, what have I done wrong? Whose fault is it? Who can I blame for this? I'm not taking any kind of responsibility at all. Because it doesn't like empowering questions, because it just makes it diminished. It diminishes it, of course, doesn't it? Like the opposite. So if it was to ask itself an empowering question, that'd be like, you know, I'm making myself weaker. And I think that I'm not going to get any conditional love if I make myself weaker. So therefore, I need to make myself stronger so I get more sympathy, get more love from people. I know, because I've sat in that, I've been in that victim mentality for years. My mother and father, they just taught me that very well, how to do that. They were my hypnotists when I was young. They hypnotized me very well to do that. And once I started to realize that, it made me sort of almost physically sick, because I realized that I was using things that they used to use on me, but I was using them with other people.
Yeah.
Almost made me on the throat. It's like disgusted by it.
When it comes to spiritual alchemy, let's say someone's just been introduced to it. It's like, oh, so I can transform beliefs, thoughts, and uncomfortable feelings into positive thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. Where do I start?
Well, I just ask yourself, what's happening here and now?
Okay.
So for everyone's going to be different, obviously. Some people are going to have like a lot of limiting beliefs in there that it's going to, you know, be restricting them. Some people are going to have intense feelings that they don't like what they've like be defined as problems, which they're not problems, of course. They're only subconscious signals coming up. Other people can have all different things. So I would just ask myself, well, what is happening here and now in my experience? And then ask yourself, well, is it helping me at the moment? What's helping me right now to get what I want and what's not? And maybe start there. So start doing more of the things that are helping you and start doing less of the things that aren't helping you, or adjust them so they will help you. That's another secret of life. Recognize what's working for you and helping and do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And recognize what's not working and not helping and either stop doing it or adjust it so it works better for you. That's one of the secrets of life.
Okay. Start doing more of what helps you and stop doing what doesn't help you. Sounds pretty logical.
It's very, very simple. It's always very simple. But like I said before, the intellect doesn't like simplicity. It likes to make things complicated because it's like a little child and it thinks that it needs to prove itself and thinks that it needs to achieve things or to prove that it's good enough so that it can get some kind of conditional love, because that's what it got taught when it was young.
Mm.
So when you come up with this kind of thing, it's like this can't be that simple, you know, because the intellect doesn't really like that. And it doesn't believe it either, because it doesn't compute with its, because it's made, like it's invested so many years of torment and victim mentality and all these kind of things, in different degrees, of course, depending on who you are. I don't want to be giving all that stuff up just by doing one little simple thing. It can't be that. That sort of says something about me, you know what I mean? I've took long to suffer all these things and that. I've built up all these negative emotions over years and years. You're just basically taking away my big, like, sorry story in, like, one go by just applying this simple tool. I don't believe that's going to work. You don't know my story. You know, I've suffered long and hard to get all these negative emotions and all these negative beliefs. It's just another belief that comes along and says, yeah, you're going to have to spend years in it, you know, doing this. When you don't, you can just start right here, right now. And you're already there. Because there is here. There is no there. It's just another belief coming along telling you, oh, you're going to have to do this for years, aren't you, till you get to any, like, point. When you don't.
Yeah.
You can have it right here, right now. Like we said in the beginning, you know, with the beliefs that you had, and then we questioned a little bit, and we found out that you wanted the feeling of fulfillment. That feeling of fulfillment you could have right here, right now. If we were to believe that belief would have us, like, belief that we're going to have to take years to get there, to get to that fulfillment, and then suddenly we can just realize, oh, I'm feeling that fulfillment right here, right now.
Mm. Okay. I think this can be the end of this session. Thanks a lot for coming back onto the podcast, and we will do another one soon.
Definitely. I've enjoyed it again, and thanks a lot for that. Asking the questions and challenging and giving your ideas back, because that's also very, very helpful.
It was my pleasure.
Cool, man.